Vampire at Dead Deep, written by Justin Somper, narrated by Daniel Philpott. This work is copyrighted 2007 by Justin Somper. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by W.F. Howes Limited. And now, Vampire at Dead Deep.
Chapter 1. Shore Leave.
48 hours, said Bart with a grin.
2 whole days and 2 whole nights,
beamed Jez. Together the young pirates cried, Shore Leave! Before high-fiving each other, low-fiving each other, and whooping. Their friend, Connor Tempest, shook his head with a grin. At 14 years old, he was one of the youngest pirates on board their ship, the Diablo. But that didn't stop his friends wanting to lead him astray at every opportunity. He knew how excited they were to have shore leave, in spite of being dedicated members of Malucco Wraith's crew.
There's only one thing better than being a pirate on a pirate ship, Jez had declared as they'd sailed away from the Diablo a few hours earlier. And that's being a pirate on shore leave, with time on his hands and gold in his purse.
Neither Jez nor Bart had stopped grinning since they'd set off from the Diablo in the small boat. Now, Connor calmly steered them into a cove crowded with ships, while Bart and Jez jumped up and down like excited kids, causing their craft to rock dangerously.
So, Connor called across to them, is this the place?
This is it, Bart said. Calle del Marinero, the Strip of Sin.
That's not exactly a literal translation, Jez said.
Quite so, Mr. Stukely, quite so, said Bart, clearing his throat. A literal translation would be the Street of Sailors.
Connor looked up at the steep and inhospitable ridge beyond the mass of ships. Daylight was fading fast, and the land was looking darker and more forbidding by the minute.
Where exactly is the street? Asked Connor.
Right now, all I can see is a rocky outcrop.
I thought you said this place was crowded with bars and taverns and stuff. How long a walk is it going to be when we get on land?
Are you blind, Mr. Tempest? Said Jez.
Look around you.
We're not going on land, said Bart. This is Calle del Marinero, right here. It's a floating city.
As he manoeuvred their small boat through the mass of ships towering above them, Connor looked more closely at the other vessels. They were crowded with people and strung with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?